Ready? All right, let me call to order the Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. Good to see everybody, and I appreciate everybody being here. This room seems so much smaller than what we're used to down in council chambers. Our agenda has been published. Item number one was a call to order. Item two is approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, so we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Public comments, if you would like to make a public comment, please come forward, name and address, in 2 minutes, please. No public comments, going once. All right, seeing none. We will move on to police matters, employee years of service recognition. Do we have that today?
Good morning, Mayor. All of the individuals listed for today are on a night shift at home, or they're...
Undercover.
Right, unavailable. So we'll do that recognition in-house.
That sounds good. All right. Please tell them we appreciate them.
Absolutely.
And would honor them anytime they could be here. Item 4B is discussion and possible action regarding Mount Pleasant Code Chapter 94, parades, demonstration, public assemblies, and picketing. This is a complex matter, especially with new state law going into effect. So, Mr. Pagliarini.
Yes, sir.
We have, we have an hour till the next meeting, so.
I'll take all of it.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor, Committee. This is a complicated matter, and just for the committee's recollection, a few months ago, we moved forward with some changes to Chapter 94, essentially trying to strike a balance. Chief's concern, legitimate, are the, you know, how quickly demonstrations and parades can come up. And committee left, essentially, and recommended to council, which happened at first reading, a balanced approach. We do have the right, and through the town administrator, to provide approval for these items, but reducing the amount of time. We've gone back since then, and really two issues are at the forefront. One is that balance, and two is the introduction of our new open carry law. And I say ours, as you all know, on August 15th, the state's new open carry laws came into effect. And so what we need to consider as staff and present to you is, how do we deal with that for parades and the like and these types of events? The open carry really strikes against or towards permitting events, meaning municipalities, when they permit in an event, those open carry restrictions you can restrict, and non-permitted not. So you may have heard or read about many municipalities around the state starting to talk about these issues. But I want to be clear about today is we are only talking about Chapter 94 in our code. We are not talking about the larger question of open carry. And for anyone in the audience or paying attention, I want to make sure that they know we're not expanding into that discussion. Should this committee wish to get into that discussion down the line, we'll certainly accommodate that. But for today, we're only talking about Chapter 94 of our code. And what we'd ask at the end of this, the chief has some thoughts, and Mr. DeFord in our legal department has some of the very specific constitutional questions and issues. You can continue on with that, the ordinance that has passed first reading with some of the changes or amendments that we're going to discuss today, whether you agree with what we've put out there or disagree. We can go back to the drawing board if you wish to do that, we can, you know, really just take no action at all. So as those are generally y'all's choices anyway, but I wanted you all to be aware that we have gone through first reading. So again, what we're trying to accomplish today is to provide you how we can best navigate our current ordinances to deal with these two things. So with that, I'll turn it over to the chief and his thoughts. And then we'll present to you, we have some printouts, and we'll put up on the board at least some possible changes.
Morning, Mayor, council members. When I first brought this forward, my concern was that the exception C, would essentially void the entire chapter. The proposed redraft of the language for that exception, I think, strikes a good balance between addressing the concerns that I had while still allowing more spontaneous types of events. So, and with the open carry, it is consistent. That change is also consistent with state law, and I think it's in the interest when we have public assemblies to limit the open carry. So, and do you all have the notes?
Do we have something we can put up on the board?
I think who's got it.
Thank you. It's right there.
So we're looking at section 94.03 exceptions, and what's in blue would be a proposed amendment to what already passed first reading. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Would somebody, would you like to go through this with us, or Mac?
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Council members. So the first proposed change is to 94.03C. And that does permit spontaneous demonstrations from occurring within 48 hours of a newsworthy event, of it coming into public knowledge. But it is subject to four conditions, and that is that the first is that it's otherwise lawful under our ordinance. Number two, that the assembly does not interfere with other events that are scheduled or taking place concurrently. The third is that it won't block public streets or sidewalks or access to town property. And four, lastly, that it won't pose a threat to public safety.
I have a question.
Sure.
And then they still must be under 50 persons, is that correct? If they reach the 50 person threshold, then they do need a permit?
Yes, ma'am. So the 50 person requirement, groups under 50 are not subject, they don't meet the definition of a public assembly, so that they would not be subject to the permitting requirement.
So if within 48 hours, if it's a group of 100, they still can do it as long as it's within 48 hours, or no, they can't?
If it's within 48 hours of the newsworthy event that is broadcasted to the public, yes.
Okay. And then, Chief, the open carry, so I see this line, you can't present, point, or brandish a weapon, which makes perfect sense. But it also, with the permit, you cannot openly, so are you supportive of this, you cannot openly carry a firearm if there's a permit issued for the event, just for safety reasons for as far as management for the police department?
Correct.
Okay. And are we safe with that, with the state law, like we're not overruling a state law that permits open carry? That's my concern, is that we can't overrule state law, and if state law permits open carry, are we allowed to restrict open carry?
Yes, ma'am. The new open carry law explicitly allows municipalities and counties to restrict open carry during permitted events.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And the law is explicit about that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, sorry, follow-up question on that.
Sure.
Okay. So, in this first section, 94.03C, we're talking about the within 48 hours of a news event. Those, again, are non-permitted. So, you could open carry there could be a large protest of some sort, and open carry would technically be allowed because it's a non-permitted event.
Yes, sir. So there is a lot of case law that suggests that outright banning groups of people from spontaneously gathering is unconstitutional. So imposing reasonable conditions as the ones we've set forth here, if challenged, the ordinance would likely be held valid.
But it would not be valid if
you just outright ban spontaneous gatherings, the rationale is that any advance notice would prevent the demonstration and permanently lessen the dissemination of the desired message. So when spontaneity is is a part of the message. If you delay dissemination, it's denied is how courts would look at that.
It just seems like, what's the motivation to get a permit? Just plan the event within 48 hours and you don't have to abide by any rules.
Well, it would have to be in response to a dramatic news event, something that is newsworthy, not just.
And who gets to define whether it's newsworthy?
That would be up to the town, the police chief, and the town administrator. We could also propose a definition of that. It is kind of a gray area in constitutional law, so there's no clear-cut definition. But the ordinance that we've presented, it is aligned with other jurisdictions that have similar ordinances that have been tested in the courts and have been upheld.
Okay, one more. And this ordinance, so if it is a permitted event, then open carry would not be allowed under our ordinance, but concealed carry would still be allowed with a license?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Whitley.
So for spontaneous events, Chief, is there a concern on your end, or is there anything that the town can do? If there's a spontaneous event with 1,000 people protesting and they're all carrying weapons, which they would be allowed to do under the spontaneous event, do you have concerns about that? And is there anything that the town can do in our ordinance to say that even for spontaneous events, open carry should not be permitted? Is that?
I have concerns about it, but I don't know that we can do that legally.
The new open carry law is explicit that municipalities cannot prohibit open carry
unless
during unpermitted events. It's only for permitted events.
All right, thank you.
Are we seeing municipalities expand what requires a permit, in other words, so that they are limiting open carry?
Charleston just passed their ordinance to prohibit open carry at permitted events, and there are other jurisdictions in the area that are doing the same or looking into the same.
And does that mean events of more than 50 people only, or this is where I get confused, is how we decide, like there was a protest on the Shem Creek Bridge in August, how we decide how big the group is when it passes into being an unpermitted group of over 50, right? And all the different ramifications of that. What if you had two groups on opposite sides of the bridge and they said, well, we're not with them. We're protesting the same thing, but mm-hmm. we didn't know they were going to be here. They didn't know we were going to be here, but you got 100 people. That's where I get real confused about all that.
It's challenging. People find loopholes. They'll do that.
Right.
Another concern is counter protests.
Right.
That occur in the same place.
So, right.
Which is a challenge. On that event with the Shem Creek, we had an individual who wore a mask and walked through the anti-masking protesters. So that can happen, and it mm-hmm. is a challenge. We do our best to identify the actual people that are protesting and get a count. Sometimes that is challenging depending on the venue, because for that particular example, pedestrians may be walking by, stop and interact with an individual for a few minutes and then move on. So I don't know. Counting can be challenging.
Right.
Generally, it's we look for a crowd that's over 50. Do our best to determine it, but it's not easy sometimes.
So theoretically, if you had a crowd of counter protesters, but they were less than 50, and the others had a permitted event, right? They can have over 50. They can't open carry. If we change the law, but you could have counter protesters who are not a permitted event or just walking the sidewalk, who if they qualify under the new state law, they could open carry.
Correct.
Okay.
And I would also point out that this does not pertain to rifles or long guns, shotguns. People can carry those.
Mm-hmm.
This pertains to handguns. So that scenario could happen. It happens, unfortunately, pretty regularly downtown where people will carry long guns, rifles, while protesting, permitted or not.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Miranda.
And so with the new law, you still have to have a concealed carry permit to open carry.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So really what, in effect, all this is doing is saying, you folks with concealed carry permits in a permitted event can still carry, but you just got to cover it up.
Yes, sir. You, if
effectively,
if you have a concealed weapons permit, you just cannot openly display it if the town were to adopt this ordinance.
Okay. And brandishing a weapon, is it excluded, or is that nullified, I guess, in a self-defense type of scenario?
Yes, sir. In self-defense, you would not be penalized for brandishing
a weapon.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Brandishing is already included in the concealed weapon law, right?
Under state law, yes, Mayor.
State law. Was that part, the brandishing part, was that reformed at all by the new open carry, or is it still the same?
Still the same.
Okay. So everybody familiar with concealed carry permits knows what brandishing is, and that hasn't changed. Yes, ma'am.
So I guess my question for both the chief and for legal is, are we at the most restrictive that we can be in the interests of public safety and not run afoul of either state law or the Constitution with the right to assemble? Because that's the line that I would like to walk, is the public safety line.
I believe so.
Yes, ma'am. I think that you can, there may be some room in between, but I would say that for this spontaneous demonstration exception, that this is narrowly tailored and it would pass constitutional muster.
Great. And so what we need to do at council meeting is then approve on second reading, do an amendment to approve these changes. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's
okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
Let me ask the committee, given the complexity of this, the constitutional and state law issues, does the committee think we are informed enough to vote on this today, or would you like to at least give it 30 more days maybe?
I'm comfortable with moving this forward to council.
Comfortable with it?
I'd like to do some more homework, but I can do that. I feel like I could do that in
between
this meeting
Tuesday.
And the council meeting.
Okay.
But I do have another question.
Yes.
I guess I'm just trying to understand. So in a permanent event, these folks cannot open carry, even though they can conceal carry, but they can still open carry a rifle.
Correct.
And is that anyone, or is that also you have to have a concealed carry to then open carry a rifle? Anyone can open carry a rifle. Loaded?
Anyone that's lawfully allowed to carry a rifle can. Second Amendment.
Without a permit?
Without a permit.
I didn't know that.
About handguns.
I had no idea.
But,
and how long is the barrel on a handgun under the legal?
I believe the state law for when it addresses concealed carry and the new open carry law, I believe it's anything less than 12 inches.
12 inches.
I just didn't know that. Okay.
So in effect, I mean, under these changes, the newsworthy event could be a vote of a local government on parade and permitting restrictions, right? You could have a spontaneous protest about that.
Yes, sir.
All right. And if this passes second reading, it goes into effect
immediately. Unless council would wish to delay it, but it would otherwise go immediately.
Would there be a legal way, if we did it, to give it a start date in the future?
Yes, sir. Council almost always has that right. And if that were the case, we would just simply write that. That would be part of the amendment, and we would write that into the ordinance with an effective date, whatever that date is, January 1, December, whatever the date that council selects.
All I'm thinking about, Chief, is public information to get it out instead of saying we passed it Tuesday, it started Wednesday. A reasonable amount of time to inform the public of what this is and when the start date is what I'm thinking.
Thank you.
All right, let me ask this question. If what we passed last time at first reading, if it does not pass second reading, in a nutshell, what are our municipal laws about gatherings still? I know that's a heavy question, but I did say we had an hour, right? Where would we be with our existing law if this did not pass second reading, if it gets amended and does not pass second reading?
Groups of under 50 would still be allowed to assemble, and they would not be subject to the permitting requirement. And then under the spontaneous gathering current section, 9403C, mm-hmm. They would be allowed to gather within 3 days of an event, provided that they provide 24 hours advance notice.
Okay. So what we saw on the Shem Creek Bridge in August was really not an event because it never got above 50 people, at least by our estimation.
Correct.
Never blocked the sidewalk, never posed a threat to public safety.
Correct.
However, had they gone out in Coleman Boulevard, blocked the street, that would have been a different matter.
That's correct.
Okay. Is everybody clear on these things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
Another follow-up question. So we're limiting the newsworthy event. It used to be 3 days. Now it's going to be 2 days since the newsworthy event, right? 48 hours. But we're getting rid of, in the old ordinance, you still had to give a 24-hour notice, even in a newsworthy event. Is that correct? Am I reading that right? So you no longer have to give 24-hour notice?
That's correct, sir. The notice requirement, due to the case law that is all over the country, it does stand to be challenged, and it's unknown whether or not in this judicial circuit whether that would be upheld.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion?
Move that we send this to full council for a vote.
Hang on a second.
I withdraw my motion.
I guess I was just going to ask if, but I don't feel like a motion is necessary in this. I mean, we've already done first reading, and then this would just be, we would need to approve that at second reading, and then I guess somebody from this committee would need to make an amendment.
Mr. Pagman.
Yes, sir, you're correct. I mean, there doesn't need to be a motion. I believe unless you have any additional or other changes that you would like staff to address, and I'm not specifically talking about the mayor's suggestion about date, that could easily be done at council, but if you have anything specific you would like us to look at or consider, we'd certainly appreciate guidance there.
But we could vote to recommend these changes as presented to this committee to full council?
You can do that today. Again, there's no need, but council can certainly adopt any, some, or none of the amendments or vote in the negative as to the entire ordinance at council.
Okay, and then there could be other amendments as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just know personally, like, I would like some time. I mean, I guess you're welcome to make any motion. I would just abstain because I would like some time to think about it and do some more homework before making a vote.
Okay.
But you're welcome.
So the plan would be that these changes would come before council at our meeting a week from today.
Yes, sir, unless this committee would like to, as you suggested, potentially delay it until the next meeting. That is entirely up to the committee.
Okay. I don't hear a desire to delay, but we won't need a vote on these. But at least we're informed now is what we're talking about and what those changes may be. All right, if there's no other discussion on 4B, item 5 is judicial matters, no agenda items. Item 6 is legal matters, no agenda items. Item 7 is adjourned. If there's nothing further before this committee, we will stand adjourned. Thank you. I believe the planning committee meeting is